me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know,
encourage me the whole way motherfucking long. Make me say, ow.
Nah, 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 nah.
What's poppin', y'all? The bigger dicker, the pancake flipper, the boom stickity boom stickity sticker, the boogie flipper, the windshield wiper for your ear master, the cam crunch that will steer you from disaster. Yo, you got too many cracks on your wall, you need plaster. Get with the program, you drinking 30-year-old, you root beer Shasta. You think I'm lying? Stop trying. Pay attention and you could go far. If you stay tuned to the N, the P, and the motherfucking R. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm your host, Nestor Rodriguez, a.k.a. Nestorius, Nestorifico, Nestor the P to the don't stop my motherfucking stereo. You know what I'm saying? Popping shit out your ear, putting them in your asshole. You know what I mean? That's my co-host right there.
Yo, I roll with Nestor Escobar, the motherfucking cigar superstar.
You know what I'm saying?
The Studio City baller, the shock collar.
The boombastical, the boom baller. The don't stop, your sister's on the lala. You know what I mean? That's the S, the I, the M-O-N, also known as the Simon, the Simon, the Jewish friend. You know what I mean?
Yo, I'm coming to bring a little flavor for you, West Coast, Seattle, Pacific Northwest, juice style,
you know
cut
saying?
A motherfucker,
you know,
from the gutter shit.
You know what I'm saying? Bring us some arrozco pollo, you know what I mean?
Yo.
Aguacate and all that shit.
Yo, I dropped the hummus for all you motherfuckers.
Yo, let's not forget my main man right there, the wigger jigger, the
redhead sniffer,
the redhead flipper, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, the red snapper rapper.
You know, Rich Corbin, you
What's
know?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on? I ain't got no rhymes because I ain't got no time. I'll be busy on my iPad making it fly.
You know what I'm saying? Word.
To your mother.
So, yeah, so I'm just going to have a little fun here. Welcome to the Nestorius Public Radio Show. If you're a regular, we love you. You know what I'm saying? Big up to all you regulars and shit. You know what I mean? To all you subscribers and all that stuff.
To all you regulars.
Hey, man. You bomba clad, you pussy clad, man. If you just stumble upon us, man, get some wax out your ear, put them in your bong. You know what I'm saying? Exhale. You know what I'm saying, man? Yeah. So if you're stumbling on us for the first time because you saw the logo and you thought you were listening to the real National Public Radio, well, this is like National Public Radio, but from the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing the motherfucking street corner to your ear. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing here. We just like to have fun and all that shit. If you're listening to us live, 1-800-893-9562 is the number to set your mind free. 1-800-893-9562. I know there might be one or two of you out there. I just want to say right off the top, if you're listening to the show and you like the show, go on iTunes. If you're not already on iTunes, subscribe to the shit. Let me break it down to you. Let me break it down to you just a little bit on the mic.
Yo, show them how you're gonna break it down.
Yeah, I'm gonna
yo.
Break it down like this, right? So you gotta turn your iTunes joint on. You know what I mean? It's a program. It's on your computer. It might be even on your phone. You know what I mean? But what
yo,
you need
you're
to
a
do?
Genius.
Yo, check it, yo. Don't hold me back,
you're
yo.
You're an Apple genius,
yo. Don't hold me back. Don't hold me back. I'm gonna get crazy.
Show them what you do.
Yo, I'm going to go buck wild. I'm going to go buck wild now.
Can you imagine Nestor is like a Apple Store technician in like the Bronx? Excuse me, I'm a Columbia student. I have this, how do I subscribe to this podcast?
Yo, what you gotta do. No, so seriously, so you go to your preferences on iTunes. A lot of people don't know this, right? You go to your preferences and you set automatically download new podcasts.
Yeah, see? Automatic, systematic, rhythmatic.
No, because a lot of people think that just because they subscribe that it's automatically, well, I don't get the new podcast. And then just because you got that shit on automatic download new podcast, you got to remember to turn on your iTunes every once in a while. You know what
you gotta
I mean?
You got to listen to the podcast, shit fucks.
Yeah, once a week at least.
Listen
man.
To
we
the
got some shit. We got
fucking
some juicy
podcast because we're trying to put stuff out there for you. And if you don't listen, what the hell?
Tenemos jugo. We got juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we got juice for you.
Yeah.
Three's so, company, too.
Come and knock on my door. We've been waiting for you. Come and knock on my pillow. Pooley P3 is company too.
We have Rich and Simon and Nestor in studio.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about this shit, Simon. I was thinking about this shit. When I was going up the elevator here, I was thinking how, A, we've been getting a little too serious on the Nestorius Public Radio Show.
Right? And we, yeah.
Just a little
impossible.
Too. You know, we're trying to find the balance, you know what I mean? Which is cool.
We will
you know,
bring the balance to the right. Force.
A little too heady, a little too serious. So I was thinking, you know, I want to bring some fruity flavor to this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tonight and you know, blend it all in like a smoothie.
Like a smoothie, like a 2% whole milk concoction.
Steam
foamed frothy. Mixed
like
in.
Like a blueberry smoothie, mate.
Yeah.
Like three bananas, couple of points of blueberries, some protein powder, and a little smoothie, baby.
Yo, paraben-free, non-GMO for all you motherfuckers, pimps, and hoes.
Anyway, so I was thinking, seriously, how last week or the week before I had to urinate. We're on the street. And, you know, I have many different ways that if I have to urinate, I just take care of business. And I can do it in a very discreet and circumspect way while I'm on the street. For instance, one of my go-to methods is I'll whip it out and just let it lay there in between the fully zipped slither in my pants. Right. Just let it there. And
the dick slot.
The dick slot. And I won't touch my dick because obviously, you know, your dick will just hang there and it'll urinate wherever you let it to, right? If you're trained, right? So with my other hand, I put the phone to my ear as if I'm having a conversation, right? Let's say my left hand, I was holding the phone to my ear. Then the right hand, mind you, I'm not touching the schwanker, right? The right hand, I'm making motions like a Puerto Rican would if he was talking on the phone.
So they're looking up top.
They're looking up top. And since this is not a pedestrian society, most cars will go right by. They won't even see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't know that you fucking take care of business.
Well, that's like a magic trick.
That's
you know?
A magic trick.
That's
an illusion.
That's like, what that's, is that? The distraction?
Well, that's what do they call it? Here's the other thing.
Next on Nestor's magic trick.
Magic
that's right. I'm available to come to your birthday parties for you and your children. Next on Nestor's magic trick kingdom. Listen, right, boys and girls.
Listen, kids, if you're having a problem with your parents, don't worry about it. Once they leave the room, you tune in, and I'll show you how to get rid of them forever, okay? So the other thing is that, so usually I have a cup or a bottle, right? Because usually if you fucking got to pee often, something, there's a culprit, right? It's usually a bottle of water or a cup. So I had a plastic cup last week, and I said, yo, I got to pee. So I stood by a flower pot, and I urinated in, because we're in downtown L.A., a pedestrian community, and I urinated in the plastic cup. But see, I'm an eco-friendly type of dude, right?
Yeah.
So I took the cup that was filled with, you know, the wasted vitamins and minerals that I had ingested all day, and I poured it into the planter, but I didn't want to just throw out the plastic cup. I wanted to take the cup with me. Mm. And Simon was driving, and he turned all pussified on me. It's like, yo, dude, you can't come into my car with a plastic cup that you just urinated.
Listen,
yo, dude.
All right, I'm going to have to take his back on this one.
You start, and then I'm going to come in.
First of all,
I'm going to have to back up Simon on
Listen,
I don't even want to think about anybody's urine. I don't like to think
about if somebody
has urine in their bladder sitting in my car. I don't like to think about
that.
All right, listen, bro. This isn't the Congo.
So you would lick the inside of the cup.
Yeah.
Hold on. No one's talking about licking no cup. I was taking the cup fully in my hand, emptied. It was empty. There's no urine. And I was going to go home. When I got home, I was going to take the cup and I was going to put it in the recycling bin. Nothing was going to touch your fucking car.
No, you're right. When you were in the Peace Corps when you were younger, that might have been a viable fucking thing that you could do is to save your pee cup so that you can piss during the monsoon and locust season. But right now, we're in motherfucking downtown Los Angeles. I drive a Honda Accord V6 with leather. I don't need your pissy cup in my goddamn car. You throw it. I don't care. You know what? I hope the fucking throw it. I hope a bird dies with your pissy cup and you feel better after that shit.
I don't give a fuck. Not a single fuck. Not a single solitary fuck. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker.
That's Nestor's response. So Nestor's response is
check
in
this
music.
Out. So I'm gonna flip the shit on you, all right?
Oh,
you a monk?
Oh,
flip the
yo,
script.
You're gonna flip it?
I'm going to flip it.
What?
So, how are you going to flip
no,
that?
No, no, no. So, fast forward four fucking nights later, this mama huevo comes to my motherfucking house, and he's got to urinate. Right? So he urinates in my motherfucking backyard because I got drains all over, strategically planned all over the place. But check it.
You didn't let him use the bathroom?
Well, the bathroom was occupied. There was another side.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He didn't let me use the bathroom. He didn't let me pee where I wanted to pee by the bushes.
Did he give you a cup?
No, the wife was in the bathtub, dude. So she couldn't. Okay, yeah, it was not a convenient
time.
Right,
right.
So his big thing was, yo, don't touch me, man. You touch that cup, it's got urine. Don't touch me, man. So what happens after he urinates in my backyard? What does he do?
Shake your hand?
He shakes my motherfucking hand. You're a douchebag. I just want to tell you that.
Let me tell you something.
The next time you drive to L.A., I'm not urinating in a cup. I'm going to wait till I get in your back seat, and I'm going to whip my dick out, and I'm going to pee in between your fucking back seat slots.
Let me ask you something. You think I want to shake your hand? You think that's like what I want to do when I'm around you? You think I'm like, oh, let me shake this fuck's hand?
I don't really give a shit what you think, what you want to do. I'm just flipping it to you. That's all. Because you really turned into the wicked fucking jish, the wicked jish, because you're a Jew. Jish of the West.
Dude. Yeah, and you know what you do to get rid...
That was a good
you
one.
Know, you know how you kill a wicked jitch or whatever the fuck? You know how you kill it?
You urinate on it.
You dump a cup of urine on it and then it's melting.
That's why he's so worried. I'm trying to do things.
It's a nice car. I don't need you bringing your urine cup.
Yeah.
You know, you
it's a small size.
I bet you need a lot of asparagus. And it's fucking...
Simon Kaufman, afraid of urine. How does he touch his own pecker when he needs to pee? God, I was just thinking about that. You know how you get recall? Like, this had nothing to do with the show. Actually, none of this had none, but it was something that needed to be addressed. Am I wrong?
Well, I think I pretty much handled it.
Yeah, you handled it. You handled it. You're not driving, so it doesn't matter. So, anyway, so we were discussing earlier today, this knucklehead, Cliven Bundy. You know who that guy is, right?
Oh, he's my hero.
Cliven Bundy?
Oh, he's my hero.
He's an interesting guy because when I first found out about him, I thought, that's interesting, right? Like somebody saying, fuck you to the government. I'm not going to pay any taxes. This is my land. This land is your land. This land is my land. From New York Island to the New York...
I got a shotgun and you ain't got one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm all for that. I'm interested in that stuff. But for those of you that don't know who he is, because I know some of our listeners may not be up on every fucking thing. That's why you're listening to NPR.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, tuning in to NPR.
The Nestorius Public Radio.
What voice is that?
Hi, little girl.
If you're tuning in.
Would you like some ice cream?
If you're tuning in now, the reason you're tuning in is because you have space in your brain cavity, enough space to fill it with some knowledge. That's right, kids. Knowledge.
Dropping science.
So,
me and Simon going one on one. That's a hip hop term. That's a hip hop reference. Most people won't know about that. Craig Mack. No, it wasn't Craig Mack. That's Craig G. Anyway, that's 1980s hip hop. Never mind. So what do you guys know about Cliven Bundy? Besides the obvious, the man had like 300 cattle and he's been grazing.
Not much because, I mean, other than, you know, his family has been grazing the land, you know, forever.
So he feels like
he's got some kind of eminent domain because of the history of all that.
Right. Well, it's in Nevada. It's in Nevada. So his argument is that Nevada does not belong to the government. Federal, the Nevada is not federal government's property, right?
Right, so I get that. But he says, my family, you know, his whole point is when he, his rhetoric is, my family's been grazing on this land since the 1800s,
yeah.
Yada, yada. I mean, that's what he starts off with on that. Right. So, you know, there isn't much about his private life or anything that, because they keep focusing on that and they're focusing on the stupid shit he says.
Well, he was
afterwards.
Breaking the law. He was breaking the law.
Right. Because the law says everybody's got to pay tax to the government if you use their property.
Yeah, the law says go fuck yourself.
Right.
So he didn't want to deal with the law. He'd already lost court
battles.
For 20 years.
How did he not pay the government for 20 years?
Yeah, you know if it was a brother.
He's white.
You know if it was a brother.
Yeah. The black dude, they'd be like, yo.
A black dude, yeah.
Be like,
dude,
yo,
if that's the case, I'm going to start paying taxes because I'm white.
Yo, nigga, you need to pay your motherfucking taxes. You know?
Unbelievable. He 20
if
years.
If he was Puerto Rican, they would have pulled his motherfucking ass out off the farm by the hair, fucking ran his face through all the shit from all the cows, beat his ass.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so let me read a couple of things that, a couple of anecdotes that some of the reporters throughout the cyber waves of the, what do you call it, e-zines and whatnot. Have said and written. So it could have been a catastrophe because, as you know, the federal government went in there full regalia, ready to shoot everybody, mm-hmm. but then there was a standoff.
Yeah, they forgot that rednecks have guns too,
yeah.
and usually have better guns
yeah.
than
yeah.
the people that they bring
these
in.
These are the Second Amendment right fucking, right. you know, conservatives, right?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I agree. I mean, I have a gun. I think people should be
you
able
got
to
a
bear
gun?
Arms. I think people should bear arms.
I think people should just...
They should have rifles. They should have...
I think people should learn how to use their arms to write and fucking know what the fuck they're reading.
They should. They yeah. should. But, you know,
yeah.
that's just my point of view.
Anyway. So it could have been a catastrophe, said Alex Altman in Time.com. Hundreds of heavily armed anti-government protesters took up sniper positions last week behind barricades and pointed their weapons at federal officials who'd come to seize 400 cattle at an arid ranch in Bunkerville, Nevada. The armed rebels were nursing a seemingly bottomless grudge against the government, with some vowing to use women as human shields.
Yes, these brave, brave men, these patriots.
Should a firefight
yes,
break out.
These Tea right. Party patriots,
right.
these,
right.
you know,
right.
valor, so, men of valor.
So to avert another Waco or Ruby Ridge, federal officials backed down.
Yes.
Right? Which Fox News, T. Cliven Bundy,
man of
68,
valor.
An ornery desert rancher who owes the federal government, hold on a second. I fucked that up. Hold on a second. So let me go back to that. With
Clive indirect.
To avert another Waco or Ruby Ridge, federal officials backed down, which Fox News, Tea Party leaders, and some other conservatives celebrated as a great victory. Their hero is one Cliven Bundy, 68, an ornery desert rancher who owes the federal government $1 million in unpaid fees.
$1 million to the federal government.
In unpaid fees and fines for grazing his cattle on public land over the last two decades. Now, Bundy refuses to pay or surrender
some cattle.
So it's
basically stealing.
Bundy refuses to pay or surrender some cattle as compensation, despite losing multiple court challenges. Yeah. How many fucking cattle can you fucking surrender to add up to $1 million?
He's got a lot of cows, and they're expensive.
But I'm saying, do these cattle shoot out golden eggs or something? Can you fuck one of them?
A cow's probably $1,000, right? Wouldn't you think?
I don't know. I have no idea.
$1,000?
Wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
More. You can make a lot more money than,
You can make a lot more money off a cow?
No, I don't think a cow's
probably
$1,000.
I'm going to find out how much a cow is.
How much is a cow?
I'm going to find out. You guys
go to eBay. Well, I got five on it.
Well, hold on.
We're going to do a contest. We're going to have
a better scope.
Nestor's Public
while
Radio
you're doing
Cow.
That, while you're doing that, let me continue what this guy says, okay? He insists that the federal government has no authority over Nevada's land. Imagine if hundreds of Black Panthers pointed guns at cops trying to carry out a lawful eviction in the inner city, said Timothy Egan in NewYorkTimes.com. Do you think right-wing media would be cheering the outlaws? Something seriously wrong when conservatives cheer on when conservatives cheer on the worst of the gun-waving far right.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're so far gone. There's a segment of our government. They're just gone. They're just not. They're not there. It's just so divided. And that's why I think we need a new reality show where we pit conservative against liberals, like the Hunger Games.
In bikinis?
No. Like the Hunger Games.
You watch the Hunger Games?
And I'm saying we're coming to a point in our society where, fuck C-SPAN, we need these guys to, like, fight, like, gladiator style. Like, Clive and Bundy's against, like, you know... Like, we need to start picking these people and putting them and gearing them for real battles. Like, let's take these, like, rebels and put them up against... who can we put them up against? Like, you know...
I'm fucking. These are new sound effects.
No, you're gonna try them out on the.
I'm thinking.
What'd you get a new Casio keyboard you're trying to play with?
Let me just.
How
tell
much
you.
For a cow?
Yeah, tell me how much.
A cow?
Yes.
A cow, net income over the life of cow, $2,582. So.
$2,582?
So he would have to. It's like this crazy calculation.
Well, how much
because
is it?
Look. $910.
$910.
If this was Price is Right, I would get the fucking thing.
$910.
You know,
I said 910. It was 1,000.
I'm surprised. Yeah,
dude.
Well, I'm saying
if this was Price is Right, I would totally
you got
win.
It. Okay, you win some metrosexual water.
Okay. Yeah. So $900. Let's call it $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's call it $1,000.
Yo, I got some guys around the way. They're selling cows 2 for $8.
How many head does he need? How many head of cattle did he need?
I'm going to tell you right now.
About what? 10,000?
He's going to need 100,000 cows. A man likes milk. Now he owns 1,000,000 cows. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to find that track. Because that's a good track. Tell me that I'm dreaming. Hook it up. YouTube.
Oh, you want me to find it?
Yes, YouTube. Tell me that I'm dreaming. Was not was. Actually, you know what? I'll get it. Actually, I don't have internet over here. What's the internet? Skid Row Wireless?
Yeah.
What's
the You want the password?
Yeah.
Devil Lock.
Oh, got it. Got what? It.
So anybody who's listening.
No, I got a new computer. I got a new computer.
Now knows that if you want free Wi-Fi on the 8th floor.
But they don't know where we are yet. Don't tell
exactly,
them.
Exactly, exactly.
They'll be wandering Skid
so
Row.
Tempting.
Okay. All right. No. I don't know. What happens is sometimes things happen here while we're talking, and I'll find it. Anyway, so, that's 100,000. That's 100 fucking thousand cows.
Okay? That's a lot of cows.
So how does the government expect this guy to pay in cows? Obviously, the dude got no money.
They're going to take cows because they were probably just trying to make a statement.
Yeah, but how do they expect him to not, like, give up his cows? Like, this guy, you're going to come take a 68-year-old man his cows? He's going to grab a gun? He's going to protect his cows? It makes sense.
And then you take his cows away, then he can't sell
no
them.
No cow left behind.
Then he can't pay the $1,000,000.
Okay, here we go.
No cow go. Left behind.
Here we go. Soaked up version. Let me see. Original studio version. Let me see if this is going to happen.
Look at that.
This thing is telling me, missing plug-in. Do I need a fucking plug-in now for this shit?
Yo, plug it in, plug it out.
I got a new fucking computer. What the fuck? Cocksucker! Here, take this. Find it.
These motherfucking cocksuckers.
Was not was. Tell me that I'm dreaming.
All right.
That would have been perfect. Anyway, so let me read the last part of this. So Bundy's supporters may all be conservatives, said Travis Kavula, in nationalreview.com, but all conservatives do not support him. By refusing to pay the grazing fees neighboring cattlemen pay without complaint, Bundy's essentially squatting on public land. He's nothing more than a right-wing version. Here we go. This is Don Was not was. Tell me that I'm dreaming. He samples Ronald Reagan. Did you just get? Did she get that?
She got it.
Oh, she got it. That's my girl, right? That's Mindy.
I just had to know what you were looking for.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm gonna give you a big up.
It's tight.
This tight. He goes. A man likes milk. Now he owns 1 million cows. Can you imagine all that milk? This is classic. Hopefully the. Anyway, we're not gonna wait for the lyrics. You can play that in the background. You can play that in the background. As soon as it comes up, I'll give you the. This is like a fucking remix back in the 80s. They never get to the song, right? Anyway.
It is an 80s remix, 1982.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that'll come up as soon as you start singing. Let me see. There we go. Part. We have to now. We're committed.
Tell me that I'm dreaming.
But you like that riff, right, Mindy? The drums? The drum beat? Mindy's a drummer.
I like that bass line.
The bass line is dope. The bass line is dope.
Tell me that I'm dreaming.
He'll sample Ronald Reagan. There we go.
Out of control.
That's what our listeners expect. They expect that commitment.
Can we listen to the song?
We're committed to the milk. We're committed to the milk.
Night watchman at a bank made some pirates
rock the bank.
Oh, I must be dreaming.
Tell me that I'm dreaming.
Come on, motherfucker.
A man likes milk. Now he owns 1 million cows.
Can you imagine all that
milk? Tell me that I'm dreaming.
There you go. That's it. Out. A whole motherfucking four. But you know
that
what? It's worth it. But you know what? It's worth it. Because all you motherfuckers out there, you didn't even know the song existed. And that shit just came out of left field through process of ADD. Right?
Yo, that's how we educate. And that's how we, you know, one
you didn't
by
know
one,
that song, right, Mindy?
I did it. And now I won't be able to live till I learn the bass line. So
there you go.
Now I don't get to go to sleep tonight.
Thank you. It's a great track. Don was is a very a popular musician. I'm not sure if he played the drums or the bass, but Google him. I mean, you'll see who he is. I dig it.
Yeah,
I'm not that familiar with his musical background, but I know he's up there. Anyway. She pulled that shit like whip it, don't stop. Yeah, man. Let me finish that last paragraph, and then let me finish that last paragraph. We're having so much motherfucking fun. You're gonna be whistling zippity doo dad out your asshole.
Zippity doo dah. The blue bird came through ya.
Yeah. All right. So Bundy supporters may all be conservatives, said Travis Kavula in NationalReview.com, but all conservatives do not support him by refusing to pay the grazing fees neighboring cattlemen pay without complaint. Bundy's essentially squatting on public land. He's nothing more than a right-wing version of the dreadlock freegan who sets up living quarters in an abandoned building. Bundy may use the rhetoric of liberty, said Weekly Standard in an editorial, but no conservative would pick and choose the laws he intends to obey, defy the rest, and challenge the rule of democracy with guns. The people who took up arms to defend him are a mob, and Cliven Bundy is no hero of any kind. What else did he say? You told me something about him saying something about the Negroes being freed or some shit.
Oh, here, well, I'll read his quote.
Read it.
Well, here's what happened.
First,
this guy's this whole hero, Cliven Bundy. He's this hero of standing
he's
up to oppression.
He's challenging the government,
Fucking white guy ain't gonna take it. And he's angry white guy.
We're not gonna take it anymore. Okay.
I think this guy, I don't know. I think he got a little juice. He got a little juice with his whole head of cattle and thought he had everybody behind him. And then he started spouting out other things.
He was okay up until a certain point.
Well, exactly. And then he's like, oh, well, if you Tea Party conservatives motherfuckers like that, I'll tell you this. He says, I'll quote him.
I wrote a song about it. Want to hear it?
Here it goes. I want to tell you one more thing I know about the Negro, he says. Mr. Bundy recalled driving past a public housing project in North Las Vegas. And in front of that government house, the door was usually open and the older people and the kids. And there's always at least a half a dozen people sitting on the porch. They didn't have nothing to do. They didn't have nothing for the kids to do. They didn't have nothing for the young girls to do. And because they were basically on government subsidy, so now what do? He asks. They abort the young children. They put their young men in jail because they never learned how to pick cotton. And I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves picking cotton and having a family life and doing things, or are they better off under government subsidy?
What did you say, nigga?
Government subsidy.
Yeah, they didn't get no more freedom. They got less freedom.
But you're the one on government subsidy. No, but you see, you're the one taking the money.
It's kind of funny. Right. He's not paying his fair share.
What happens,
Cliven
is that,
direct.
What you see? What happens is that some of these guys, right? They sound initially like they're on the right page, right? Like they're onto something, right? And a lot of people wind up saying, you know what? We're tired of fucking government, you know, coming on our shit, telling us what to do, blah blah blah. So you know, so to a certain degree, you're like, yeah, Cliven, yeah. Then you get these other fucking retards that whip out their guns, and then the first thing you start hearing is, we'll fucking shoot everybody, even if we have to use our wives as shields. Then you go, wait a fucking minute.
Yeah.
You're a little fucking high. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They want their wives shot to save cattle.
Right.
Okay, just because your wife's a fat cow doesn't mean you have to make... You need to be able to make that distinction, okay?
Right.
Number
one. Wife, cattle. Yeah. There's two different things, okay? One shoots milk, one milk shoots. You know what I'm saying? There's two different fucking things.
Let me tell you about the United States of America. So these colors don't run.
So that's one thing, right? Then you give the guy a contract for a fucking E! True Hollywood reality TV series. And he goes off on a fucking Negro rampage.
Well, here's what you do.
I'm just saying. You gave him a little spotlight.
You know, maybe he could sit right there on what is that, Duck Dynasty?
Exactly.
They'd probably welcome him.
So you give him 5 minutes of fame, and then his true colors come out.
Right.
Yeah,
then
he goes off on this
fucking, you know, Negroes were better off as slaves.
Right.
And then you want to go back to the 1800s. And then
it's just ridiculous with this guy.
Now then you realize, dude, you're a fucking psycho. And you need, you know what? What I would do if I was the government. And I was with him up to a certain point. I'm like, fuck him. Nevada's free. It's public land. His cows should graze wherever the fuck they want. At this point, the government should just take his fucking cows. It's, you know what? We're not even asking you. We're taking your cows. Right? You go in there with fucking tanks.
Ultrasonic cow removal
devices.
Like, just like you go in to like get... hostages and get them out in the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You airlift in, you grab the cows, you're out. An In-N-Out mission, like Kandahar and shit.
This is how you
trip up one of these conservatives. This is how you trip them up. You're in the middle of the interview, and what you say is...
Hold on a second. Mindy, go ahead, continue. Mindy, look up Marley Marl. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y-M-A-R-L. Marley Marl, one-on-one.
So this is what you do. This is how you create a scandal, okay? While you're interviewing one of these conservatives, you have to say this to them.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. And?
Right.
And just get them fucking talking. Oh, really? Interesting. And they'll be talking about American values. And I think America, we got to teach the children. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to really.
No, but seriously.
We have to come together as a country. Oh, really?
And?
The reason for earthquakes is the gays. Hold on.
Then you find out who fucking PJ McGillicuddy really is.
It's just interesting. And
until that juice comes out. He starts
spewing the shit that he talks about around the dinner table.
What he's saying is like interesting and like, yeah, and you know, we have to fight for democracy.
Yeah.
And you know,
and the Negroes are contaminated. Yeah.
And the Japs have computer chips in their heads. Whoa. Hold on. Too far. Call TMZ.
Yes. Anyway, on a lighter note, there's a condom shortage in Cuba, in Havana. Do you notice? So Cubans are having trouble finding condoms. The shortage started in a central province last month and has now spread to the suburbs of Havana, including an area with a relatively high HIV rate. The price for a single condom has risen to $1.30. The average daily wage in Cuba, $1.30. That's the average daily wage. You know that?
Wow.
The state-run wholesaler Ensume blamed the shortage on the need to repackage 1 million condoms that were wrongly labeled as expiring in 2012, but are still good through 2014. Officials said they would allow pharmacies to sell the mislabeled condoms. My God.
See, what I do is when it's 2:30 in the morning, I'm leaving the bar. I'm drunk as hell. I just picked up a chick. We're driving home. We hit up Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Before we get to my apartment, we stop at 7-Eleven.
Okay.
The first thing I want to know.
Google.
The first thing I want to know
at
3 o'clock in the morning when I'm fucking can smell the gin coming out of my pores is, oh shit, these condoms, they're going to expire soon.
M-A-R-L-E-Y.
Fuck. Who cares? No one's reading the expiration date on condoms. You got one in your wallet that's been there for like 7 years. You got one in your glove box that's like been like heat, like with the heat and the sweltering
that
shit.
That whole thing is retarded because basically what they're trying to do, I mean, I know that they got the HIV issue that they got to contain, which is, you know, you don't want to have unprotected sex, especially in some of these Caribbean places.
We got good news and bad news, folks. The bad news, you do have AIDS now. Good news is your condoms will not expire until 2014. Play along.
So keep fucking.
Yeah.
Golly ma! Will rule the world.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Unbelievable.
All right. You know,
condoms are expensive, bring though, man.
Please, bring something up.
All right. So I was listening to a radio show today, John and Ken, on that. But this was particularly funny, and this is how crazy and how shitty our fucking system is as far as like our government and shit.
Sorry, I forgot the name of the title of the song.
That's all right. So listen, sign installer cited for violating the sign he was putting up. Dan Greeting was on the show today, talk about his parking ticket. According to Dan Greeting, he was contracted to install a sign that posted the 75-minute time limit in Santa Barbara. While he was posting the sign, however, a parking attendant came by and gave him a ticket for exceeding the time limit while he was putting up the signs. Greeting had already installed 3 other signs and was on the last one, but it took a little longer because he had to drill into the concrete. And when he looked up, he was getting a ticket for being there too long. Dan Greeting said, "I didn't know what to say. I was dumbfounded. I said, 'I'm putting these signs up.' And the officer says, 'Oh, then you should know you can't park here for more than 75 minutes. I said, "Well, I have to put the sign." He says, I haven't put the sign up yet." He was holding the sign in his hand. "So you can't write me a ticket." And the officer said, "Signs down there, this block, the signs down there say this block. So you're in violation."
That's right.
So, and further, you know, right now what he did is he appealed it and
he's wasting his
appeal.
Fucking time, though. He's wasting his energy. You told me the whole story. And
frankly, I'm telling them now.
I'm saying, frankly, it's a $48 sign. I would have paid the $48 sign. This is what I would have done.
That's what you would have done.
No, Rich, this is what I would have done. I would have paid the $48 sign, and this is what I would have done. I would have come at 2 a.m. with a fucking hacksaw, and I would have hacksawed every fucking sign for about 2 miles. That's what I would have done. And it would have cost the city of Santa Barbara a couple of $1 million because they already paid my contracting company to put all those signs up.
See, why can't Clive and Bundy kill meter maids?
Right.
Why can't Clive and Bundy grab his band of Lone Rangers and, you know, and grab their fanny packs with the bullets and their AR-15s and go blow the fuck?
We got your song. We got your song. The beat that you were looking for. Go ahead, man.
Ha! I come down here on a Thursday night. NPR, yo, you know we get it up in your sight. We get it right because we always fucking up. And we coming on the mic and then we showing you love.
Flow, so I simply must brag about my style that makes you vibrant. I keep driving until the song turns into a hip-hop giant. Me and Marley Moore, we're going one-on-one. For any sucker rapper that chooses to come. And for me, Craig G, a.k.a. the Kingpin. I drop science, can't you tell how I'm singing?
Hi.
They hate how I turn my mic cord to a whip.
So that little beat there, that's what I was doing earlier. Don't. Anyway, yeah, anyway. Thanks, Mindy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. So, that's what I would have done. See?
Yeah.
See? So you're going to waste your fucking time fighting a $48 ticket. I'm going to make it cost the fucking city of Santa Barbara at least $200,000 or $300,000. You can't do it directly. Yeah,
but when you're doing that,
why?
How are those signs funded?
How are they funded? By who tax pays, dollars.
And who pays those tax
fuck
dollars?
It, him with $48 tickets. That's who pays
yeah,
those signs.
Yeah, or...
See, you know. This is what I would do. Either that or I'd spray paint the signs white so that you can read them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd do. Fuck them.
Well, this guy was smart. He just went to the news stations and was like, yo, this is a funny story.
So check this out. Did you know that...
So he makes them look like fools.
Did you know that cartoon mascots that appear on cereal boxes such as Cap'n Crunch and the Trix Rabbit are routinely designed so that their eyes tilt down by 9.6 degrees, the perfect angle to make eye contact with a child standing in the supermarket aisle. Could you imagine that shit?
They take that into consideration.
They take like that. Look at the Cap'n Crunch eye right there. Look, the Cap'n Crunch eye. He's staring down like a pedophile. He's going, don't you want those crispy, chewy, delicious
eat me?
Corn syrup flavored crisps? Yeah. So there's another dude. This is in India. I thought we'd take a little, you know, a serious subject and go back old school. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we got to take it back old school.
Yeah, NPR flavor. Yo. Don't stop. Your niggas is starving for some attention. So you coming to me raw and I'm going to give you some retention. Know what I'm saying? I'm a flippity flip flappy. Don't stop. Coming at you, hit you in the motherfucking head with a cap. Know what I mean?
Well, you're Captain Crunch Berry, molesting your little cherry. Yo, come over and hang with your Uncle Harry. Yo, we looking right down at you in the aisle. Smile, kid. We're going to take it from your...
Sisters, from your sister's ass. Because your sister's wearing too tight jeans. Your sister's jeans are too tight. Know what I'm saying? You're wiggling your ass down the aisle, make it right. Because motherfucking chilling, ill and dealing with the elements. Coming down because you can't afford to pay your rents.
Yo, just for the hell of it. Yo, silly rabbit. Rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Anyway, so gold, this one's called gold in the stomach. This is straight up. So doctors in India were shocked to discover 12 gold bars. 12 fucking gold bars inside the stomach of a businessman who was admitted to the hospital complaining of gut pain. So the 63-year-old told hospital staff that he'd accidentally swallowed a bottle cap. But when doctors operated, they found almost 1 pound of ingots in his lower intestine. This is the first time I have recovered gold from the stomach of a patient, said Surgeon C.S. Ramchandran. The man later confessed that he'd swallowed the gold bars valued at $20,000 during a recent trip to Singapore because he wanted to avoid India's steep import taxes.
Yeah, that's when you're so anal retentive that your gas just turn it to gold.
Yeah.
Like it's like such a deep dark cavern.
Yo, that's like
that's just too many vitamins.
Lead into gold.
Go for the fox of lead in India and putting gold 14 guts in your asshole. Pick the fuck up, Talia. I want my gold now. You can take your shit later. Pick the fuck up to all your people and stand up for your rights. Stand up for your rights.
Blop, blop, to all your gold-eating oxtail stew.
Eat your pussy, right? Yeah, this shit is out of control.
Yo.
So, let me see if I got some more nuggets over here. All right, well, you know what? It's summertime, right? Coming up summertime all over the United States, the continental United States.
Summertime, and in some other parts of the world.
I got some people, you know, I got one of my listeners. He's from, where's he from? He's from Europe. I forgot that. Belgium, I think it is. God forgive me, man. He's one of my true and trusted listeners. I haven't been on Facebook, man. But this dude posts stickers. I told you about him. He posts stickers on the entrance to his fucking city, my NPR stickers. Dude is out of control. Anyway, but I love him. I love him. That's my boy. And I'm kind of shot right now, so you got to forgive me. But so there's an article that pool water can be hazardous. Now, if you listen to, what was it, episode 20, was it? The microbiome, human microbiome project where we discuss the
feces in the pool.
How many grams in your crack?
Well, the bacterial microorganisms in everybody's stomach, and how every pool has, every person carries, I don't know, 0.3.
No, 1.6 grams.
1.6, not grams. It was like milligrams or something.
Was it milligrams?
It was of ass cheese particles. So when you go to the pool, that stuff's in the water. That was what that article was. But now there's another article that says, in addition to being a lazy and gross way to answer to nature's call, peeing in the pool may pose an outright health hazard. A new study has determined that the uric acid found in the urine mixes with the chlorine in pools to produce two toxic byproducts, trichloramine and cyanogen chlorine. Cyanogen chlorine. I don't know what the fuck
that is. Sayonara, motherfucker. When the urine of the young dragon mixes with the chlorine,
it's you.
Psychohada urine will be created.
Sayonara.
A young warrior would enter the pool unsuspecting.
It's you! I do what I do! Beat you! Beep beep in the pool!
Ow. You broke your shit!
Yo, I'm dropping blocks!
Yow! Yow! Anyway, exposure to the former, meaning the cyanogen chloride, exposure to the former has been linked to respiratory problems, while the latter, the former was the trichloramine, while the latter can harm the lungs, heart, and central nervous system. On average, a person leaves about 30 to 80 millimeters of urine in the pool each time they swim.
Millimeters.
Oh, excuse me, milliliters. Millimeters, motherfucker.
Well, you see what I'm saying?
Dude, I thought remember they were swimming in for like 23 milliliters.
Hey, I got a question. How many milliliters of piss you think were on the walls of that cup you wanted to bring into my fucking car?
Oh, nice callback.
Oh, shit. Me and Simon, driving on a one. Anyway,
milliliters?
On average, a person leaves about 30 to 80 milliliters of urine in a pool each time they
swim.
That's
a lot of fucking piss.
How does it? Because, I'm going to tell you. But when lots of people...
Because they're drunk, dude.
But when
Who swims sober?
But when lots of people are in the pool, as at swim meets, the risks dramatically increase, and athletes are notorious offenders.
I guess people do swim
sober. No. So what happens is, this is the deal. So, especially men. So when you urinate, there's still some backup urine inside of your urethra all the way, you know. So it's like this. So when you pee and you stop, right? What is that muscle? That...
Next on Science Discovery Nestor Rodriguez.
No. Today we will talk to you about the urethra.
Well, you have
so
a muscle.
So what you do is you stick it like this.
No, so listen. So what you have is you have a muscle that controls the stoppage of the penis that makes the urine go and stop.
Yo, they call it like the penis stoppage muscle.
The penis muscle.
Do you have urine in your wiener?
Yeah.
Try new... Piss stop.
Yeah.
It's a small plug you put in the tip of your penis.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called, but basically, it's the muscle that when you peeing and you have to stop abruptly because the cops are chasing you, you stop the pee. That's the muscle, okay? So when you stop the pee stops coming from the tip of your dick, right? But from the tip of your dick all the way back to that muscle, you got pee. So you jump in the pool, and you get excited again, and some of that pee squirts out, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
Support for NPR comes from Nestor's Science World, a new show teaching children all about science.
When you gotta pee, you gotta pee! When you gotta pee, you gotta pee! You know, sometimes people sample stupid shit I've said. I've gotten emails from people that fucking send me a link from like Love Asia Radio. There'll be like a stupid little sample out of nowhere.
Of what?
Just some stupid shit, like right there, like when I just said, "Well, you gotta pee, you gotta pee."
Those sample things you say?
Yeah, stupid shit. Yeah, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What is it?
It's crazy shit.
Oh, is that
the one I gave you like 2 weeks ago?
I don't think so, that's, dude.
What are we having, a powwow?
I think that's the one I gave you. There's a Halls candy that I gave him 2 weeks ago on the show. It's still here. Yeah. It's kind of dirty looking. Yeah.
Here's one. I wonder how dirty this one is.
But if you're going to look for that, look for it in a way that
makes
loud.
A lot of noise.
Yeah, it doesn't bounce.
Bounce, baby, bounce, baby.
It doesn't bounce.
Baby, bounce, baby.
I'm trying to look at my boy's pictures. Here he is.
Did you find him?
There he is. That's my boy right there. Jaco Dahain. That's my boy from Gertruidenburg, the Netherlands. That's my boy right there. So I'll give him a big up because I was
big up.
I wanted to say big up to you before. Basically what happened was I forgot the fucking town you were in. So I gotta be like, big up to Jaco Dahain. I don't even know how to pronounce your name. Jaco Dahain. Bluka, Bluka, Bluka. When you gotta pee, man. Yeah, you got a motherfucking pee. You know what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. You know what I mean? It's like that.
And you can't beat that with
like
a bat.
Like that, y'all. And you don't stop. You just rock to the beat with your cock in your hand. Don't stop, y'all. The body rock. It's like that, y'all. And you don't, and you don't, and you don't stop.
Yo, rock the body rock when you park your spot.
Yo. I got the sprinkle spray matter on your top to the tip top hip hop. You don't stop. Jiggleberries coming out from all the flavors.
Clive and Bundy.
All right, D, all right,
all right. D, Clive and Bundy.
D,
Clive and Bundy.
D, D, D. So here we're gonna I'm gonna leave you with this joint. So you know that the 2014 World Cup Soccer Championship is gonna be in Rio de Janeiro this year, right? Now you know that Rio de Janeiro is completely fucked up. Like drug lord, fucking people's heads get slashed and the whole nine yards. So I read this shit. Americans have bought more tickets for the 2014 World Cup Soccer Championship games in Rio de Janeiro than any other visiting nation. So far, 154,412 tickets have been sold in the U.S. compared with 40,681 in Australia.
Well, probably because we have ticket brokers.
38,043 in the money. UK and 33,126 in Colombia. So all you motherfuckers that are going to go to the World Soccer Championship, you better bring a gun. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm serious. I'm serious.
You're going to get your tickets
scalped. I'm serious. It's
crazy. Bring condoms. There's going to be a shortage.
You're going to get scalped and your tickets taken away from you.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, listen, so that's going to wrap up this episode of Notorious Public Radio. Yo. I just want to say, yo, thanks for tuning in, man. Make sure you go to Starbucks and steal some Wi-Fi signal and download your fucking episodes. You know what I mean? Make sure you subscribe to the show and you, you know, set your preferences to automatically download new episodes. And go to Starbucks, man. Steal a signal and download your shit. You know what I mean? Make sure you do your stuff. Go to Facebook.com/ Nestorius Public Radio. Like us, because we're insecure. Like us on motherfucking Facebook and do your shit. You know what I mean? We out.
Me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.